Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of On This Spiritual Journey of Faith podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in, and thanks so much for listening. I greatly appreciate it. I pray and hope you are well wherever you are. So yesterday, I did a brief episode on the oneness of God. And I'm the type of person that always reflects. So I reflected on yesterday's episode, and I just want to give a little bit more scripture and perhaps a little bit more explanation on what I said yesterday. So, God is one. There is only one God, and He is the only true God and living God. Yesterday's episode, I read Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. It's called the Shema. It states, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord." Just one Lord. He is one, only one. Numerical, He's only one. And Isaiah chapter 44, verses 6 through 8, it says, "I am the first and I am the last, and beside me there is no God. Is there a God beside me? Yea, there is no God. I know not any." Here's another scripture that says that God is one. Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 5. "I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me." 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 5. "For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus." James chapter 2 and verse 19. "Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble." Even the devils believe that there's only one God. So there are numerous scriptures in the Bible that teach that God is one and that there is no other. A multiplication of gods or a plurality of gods is a contradiction. There can be but one supreme being, one God. Amen. And the oneness of God is the great truth and message of the Old Testament. You know, in John chapter 10 and verse 33, the Jews sought to stone Jesus because He claimed to be deity, which He was. And the Jews were furious. They were so upset. And they said this in John 10:33, "For a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, and because that thou, being a man, makest thyself God." They're saying, you know what, you're just a regular human being, and you're making yourself God. But no, it wasn't man making himself God. It was God becoming a man. Amen. And this truth is taught in the Old Testament, you know, and that truth that is taught in the Old Testament is never contradicted in the New Testament at all, but it's fulfilled in the New Testament. So here's some more scriptures, or just two, about the oneness of God, that God is only one, numerical one. Isaiah 43 and 3, "For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior." Not Holy Three, Holy One. Isaiah 43 and 11, "I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior." There is no other God but one. Isaiah 44 and 6, "Beside me there is no God." Isaiah 44 and 8, "Is there a God beside me? Yea, there is no God. I know not any." And one of the attributes that God possesses is omniscience. In other words, God knows everything. He knows all things. God is perfect in wisdom, knowledge, understanding. He knows everything in our present our future. He knows the things in the past. God knows everything throughout eternity. Nothing is hidden from his understanding. Yet there's one thing God doesn't know. He doesn't know no other God. He doesn't know no other God but himself. There is no other God. God is one. Amen. Amen. And also talked about, you know, the deity of Jesus Christ, the divinity of Jesus Christ. And I have some more scriptures that I want to read. John 1:1, the Word was God. John 20:28, my Lord and my God. Jesus was called God. Romans 9:5, God blessed forever. Titus 2:13, the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Hebrews 1:8, but unto the Son he saith, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. 1 John 5:20, to the only wise God. I'm sorry, that's Jude 25. I skipped ahead of myself. 1 John 5:20 says, there is the true God and eternal life. Jude 25, to the only wise God, our Savior. Jesus was called God. Amen. And, you know, let me go back to John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen. If Jesus is not God, the one true living God, I mean, you know, it just wouldn't make sense if he wasn't God. I mean, there's so many scriptures that proclaim that glorious truth, that he is the God, the only God. I mean, in John 20:28, you know, I read it earlier, my Lord and my God, where Thomas made this confession, my Lord and my God. He made the confession of absolute deity of Jesus Christ. It wasn't an expression of like surprise or anything like that, but it was like the revelation. He got it. My Lord and my God. And also talked about, you know, Jesus was called the Son of God. Here's some more scripture references. Matthew 8:29, Jesus, the Son of God. Thou Son of God, excuse me. Matthew 14:33, of a truth, thou art the Son of God. Matthew 16:16, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Luke 22:70, and said they all, you are the Son of God. Powerful revelation. Jesus was called the first and the last. Isaiah 41:4. You know, let me stop here. There's a lot of oneness scriptures in the book of Isaiah. The prophet Isaiah had an insight of who God really was. Man, he read the book of Isaiah. I challenge you, read the book of Isaiah. There's a whole lot of scripture that prove that there's only one God. Amen. Isaiah 41:4. I, the Lord, the first and with the last, I am he. Isaiah 44:6. I am the first and I am the last. Beside me, there is no God. Isaiah 48:12. I am the first and I also am the last. Revelation 1:8. Let's go back to the last book of the Bible. Revelation 1:8. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. Revelation 1:17, I am the first and I am the last. I just read Isaiah 41:4, where the Lord says, I'm the first and I'm the last. I am he. There can't be two I ams. Or two first and the last, right? No, there's only one. Revelation 22:13, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Praise God. The title first and the last was given to Jehovah in the Old Testament and to Jesus in the New Testament. There can't be two first and the last, right? No, there's only one. And then also quoted John 8:58, which is a powerful scripture. Jesus is the I am. Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. And that title, I am, is a powerful proof. It's a powerful title that Jehovah in the Old Testament is Jesus in the New Testament. There cannot be two I ams. No. That title, I am, proves that the same one who called Moses is the one who is also our Savior. Praise God. Praise God. I just read John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So I do want to bring this out, that it was his deity, not his humanity, that pre-existed. Jesus as a man did not pre-exist, but as God, the Almighty God, the Everlasting Father, in his deity, he existed forever. For eternity. See, before Mary was overshadowed by the Holy Ghost, by the way. Before Mary was overshadowed by the Holy Ghost, the Son of God, that was an idea, it was a plan that existed, you know, in the mind of God. Again, Jesus as a man did not pre-exist. No, there's no way. There's no scripture proving that. Jesus as a man is the Son of God. The Eternal Son, that title, the Eternal Son, is not a biblical term. Now, the Son of God is a biblical term, but the Eternal Son is not a biblical term. So, Jesus Christ possessed all the divine attributes, the attributes of omnipotence, all powerful. All power belongs to him in heaven and in earth. Omniscience, he knows everything from the beginning to the end, past, present, and future. Omnipresence, he's everywhere at one time. Amen. Matthew 28:18, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. All power. Not a third, not half, not some, but all power. And Jesus demonstrated over and over and over in his ministry, in the Gospels, that he had all power. You know, and I explained some of it. You know, he had power over the demons. He delivered a devil-possessed man. He had power over the seas and the weather and the waves. He had power over disease, over death, over nature, power over all things. So let me give you some scripture. Power over the tempest, Matthew chapter 8, verses 23 through 27. Power over the demons, Luke chapter 4, verse 35, verse 36, and verse 41. Power over disease, Luke chapter 4, verses 38 through 41. Power over nature, John 2. Power over death, John 11. Power over all things, Hebrews chapter 2, verse 8. Omnipotent, he has all power. Jesus Christ has all power. Praise God. I love you so much, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. He's omniscience. He knows everything. John chapter 2, verses 24 through 25, he knew all men before he knew what was in man. John chapter 16 and verse 30, now we are sure that thou knowest all things. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 3, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Amen. Omnipresence, Matthew chapter 18 and verse 20, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Whew. Praise God. Man, that's awesome. Oh, praise the Lord. I love talking about the oneness of God. And as I said in the last episode, and I'll say it again, this is a huge, huge topic and subject. There's so much more. And I'm just barely covering, just barely hitting the surface. Oh, it's a beautiful revelation. So I want to end it with this. In this episode, I want to end this episode and just say that Jesus Christ is the one true living God. There's no other God but Jesus Christ. Jesus is the Father. He is the Son. He is the Holy Ghost. And I'm so thankful for the revelation of the oneness of God. Again, there's a whole lot more to talk about. And maybe in future episodes, I can systematically go through the oneness from Genesis all the way through Revelation. In Jesus' name. Okay, I'll talk to you next time. Be blessed. Stay healthy.